Some of you may have read or heard in the media of the story of Sister Dorothy Stang, who refused to leave the community of poor farmers she had ministered to for over 40 years in the Amazon rainforest, because their homes and their livelihoods were being threatened. Death threats against Sister Dorothy from the loggers and ranchers in the area and their hired gunmen became more frequent. Some people even urged Sister Dorothy to leave and return to her religious community of the Sisters of Notre Dame d'Amour in the United States. Still others tried to get her to stop her relentless outcry against the devastation of the Brazilian rainforest. But Sister Dorothy continued to forge on through almost impassable muddy roads to minister to her people, to share scriptures with them, and to pray together, to bolster their courage to stand up against injustice, and to urge them to live in harmony with God, with the rainforest, and with one another. Her resolute journey came to an end when she was shot to death on February 12, 2005. In the gospel today, we see the determination on the part of Jesus not to deviate from the path on which he has set out, to advocate for the life, for life for the most vulnerable, to tear down barriers dividing people, and to bring peace and reconciliation. But the opposition against Jesus is mounting, and he knows it, but chooses not to turn back on his journey. Meanwhile, the infuriated disciples want to do as Elijah did in our first reading today and call down on them fire from heaven. Jesus instead urges them to peaceably journey on to another village with him. It's interesting because there's a particular irony here, because it's to Samaria that the early Christians would flee when persecution begins in Jerusalem, and it's there that the early church will begin its expansion to the four corners of the earth. My friends, the journeys we take are as likely to change and shape us today as the journey with Jesus to Jerusalem formed the disciples. Jesus sets his face resolutely for Jerusalem, a journey that would lead to his passion and death and resurrection. But Jesus goes there ready to undergo whatever is necessary for his work, for his mission to be completed. Right away, he gives us an example and a challenge for our commitment to join in his work and to be ready to take whatever comes in our doing of it. And on his journey, as you heard in the gospel proclamation, Jesus encounters three would-be disciples. The first person approaches Jesus and offers to follow Jesus wherever he would go. But Jesus reminds him of the difficulty of discipleship and warns that following him demands mobility, to go where the needs are, that home is the road, even at the cost of not having a bed for the night. In the second encounter, Jesus initiates the call to follow. But the man as much as says, okay, but not now, because he wants to go and to bury his father. And his father wasn't even dead yet. The third person, like the first, initiates the encounter and expresses a desire to follow Jesus, but not just yet, asking if he could go and say goodbye to the folks at home first, as did Elisha when called by Elijah. Brothers and sisters, the gospel today is indeed a challenge for us. What is Jesus doing to these poor people who who want to follow him, but have responsibilities to take care of. Yes, care of parents is important, is it not? Even Elijah in the first reading allows Elisha to take his family, to take leave of his family and friends before he returns to become Elijah's disciple. It seems like a reasonable request. So why doesn't Jesus cut these folks some slack? I think that most of us are like these hapless, unfortunate folks who run up to Jesus along the journey and make half-baked pledges of allegiance to him. I'll follow you wherever you go, we say to Jesus. But give no thought to how radical a journey that might be. Or we make conditional statements. Oh, I'll follow later. But first, but only if, but on one condition. Jesus exposes these false declarations of discipleship for what they are and rejects them all. Authentic followers of Jesus don't look back because there's no such thing as part-time discipleship. Our commitment to Jesus must be wholehearted and complete. My friends, Jesus wants us to see that our following of him is so paramount that it should have priority over everything else. Parents and brothers and sisters, extended family and friends, work and play, cell phones and computers. Now, does this mean that we need to abandon these significant friends and people and life activities? I don't think so. What it does mean, however, is that our relationship with the Lord should permeate and inform every aspect of our lives, all of our relationships, and all of our activities. The bottom line here, folks, is that our relationship with Jesus comes first. This means we have to, perhaps more than often, hang up the phone, turn off the computer, and leave the email until tomorrow, so that we might experience the presence of Jesus through word and sacrament, through prayer and time with family and friends. Jesus calls those would-be disciples not to look back with regret and fear, but to look forward to the possibilities we have to establish and to build the reign of God in our own time and in our own place. The gospel of forgiveness and reconciliation, justice and peace isn't just a collection of pious words we commit to memory. It's a spirit-centered attitude and perspective to which we commit our lives. My friends, we can't be disciples by being mere spectators of God's presence. Real and authentic discipleship calls us to become involved in the hard work of making God's reign a reality here and now. Just as Sister Dorothy Stang couldn't leave the people she had come to love in her 40 years of ministry in the Brazilian rainforest, so we disciples must follow the path of Jesus until our own moment of being taken up in death and resurrection. It's a journey without detour or reprieve. Like Archbishop Oscar Romero, Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, Venerable Dorothy Day, Sister Dorothy Stang said an unconditional yes to Jesus and to life. She joined Jesus unconditionally in walking resolutely to Jerusalem. She put her hand to the plow and did not look back. Could we do the same? Today, my friends, Jesus turns to each of us and says, come, come, follow me. Amen.